White Nose Strikes Wisconsin Bats. We're visiting today with David Drake, Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology, University of Wisconsin Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, now celebrating 125 years. And I'm C.V. Kenyon. David, white nose syndrome in bats, what is that?
White nose syndrome is this insidious disease. It's a fungal disease that was first discovered in America in 2006 in a cave near Albany, New York. It's a fungus that attacks cave hibernating bats, and they are typically hibernating in caves or mines. It's a naturally occurring fungus, and for whatever reason, in 2006, it flared up and it started to attack these bats.
David, can you describe what white nose looks like in bats?
It's called white nose syndrome because it makes the muzzle of the bat as if they were taken and dipped in white powdered sugar. And so they have this white around their mouth and their nose. And so what happens is the fungus causes these bats to wake up.
David, what eventually kills the bats when they get this?
Ultimately, what will kill them is either dehydration or hypothermia because they're active during the winter and they just don't have that body mass and the protection to keep them warm or the thermal cover. And sometimes when this fungus gets to their wings, it will start eating holes through the wing membrane. And bats will use their wings similar to a blanket. And when that wing is holy, not only does it not serve as good of a thermal cover, but it also, because they're a flying mammal, it can affect their flight in a negative way.
And David, this disease has been discovered in bats here in Wisconsin now. What does that mean to us?
Unfortunately, now it's here in the state of Wisconsin, and it's going to spread throughout the state. And if it's any indication of or will resemble the way it's spread from Albany, New York, westward, it's probably going to spread relatively quickly through the state of Wisconsin.
Does it affect all bats?
Currently, we have 7 bat species in Wisconsin. 4 of those bat species are what we call resident bats, and because they spend their entire life and year here in Wisconsin, those 4 species, which are resident species, have gained the state threatened status. So they're a state threatened animal. And it's the big brown bat, little brown bat, long-eared, and pipistrel bat. And so those 4 species are especially susceptible to white nose syndrome because they're the cave hibernating bats.
Where do bats fit into our ecosystem?
They're extremely beneficial. They eat their weight in flying insects, and so they're wonderful in terms of insect control.
David, what's likely to happen from here?
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has been very proactive in shutting public access to caves that are used by a lot of hibernating bats, so that will help to slow down the spread of the disease. Because white nose syndrome can be spread from cave to cave on the bodies and clothing of spelunkers. And so the DNR have very defined guidelines as to how to clean your equipment if you do move from cave to cave so that you cannot spread it.
We've been visiting with David Drake, Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology, University of Wisconsin Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.